Cecil, what are you doing sitting out here in the car?
You should ask me.
Well, you certainly aren't very polite to wait out here for me.
Oh, it's too bad. Get in. Let's go.
You're the most impolite person when you try to be.
Thanks. I don't even try.
Well, I wouldn't be proud of it.
You don't have to be. It's my trouble.
I don't see why you're in such a hurry.
I didn't bring my toothbrush. I thought this was to be a dance, not a weekend party. Get in the car.
Well, I had to say goodnight to Flossie.
It doesn't take 20 minutes to say one word.
I had to thank her for asking us over.
Well, the first 100 times was plenty.
I apologized for you.
You didn't need to bother.
You could have stood there on the porch and talked for just a minute. It wouldn't have hurt you.
It wasn't doing me any good either. Get in the car, Sally.
Oh, don't rush me. Why are you so disagreeable, Cecil?
Oh, it's late. I'm sleepy, tired. I want to get you home. Get out of this crazy old costume. The party's over. Everybody else left hours ago. Get in the car.
No. I won't ride home with you if you're going to act like a bear.
How are you going to get home, then? The streetcars aren't running.
I'll walk.
Come on, don't be an artichoke. Get in so I can take you home.
Oh, don't bother, Mr. Cecil.
Why you ever came to this party dressed like an angel, I don't know. You may know how one looks, but you certainly don't know how one acts.
It wasn't enough that you had to start a fight just when we got here earlier in the evening, but no. You had to go and pout just because I danced one little extra dance.
I told you 1,000 times. I don't care who you dance with. Besides, I told you 1,000 times it wasn't one dance. It was 3. I can count.
I'm glad to know you can do something.
I can go off and leave you, too, if you don't get in here.
You wouldn't dare.
Huh. Would you like to find out?
I'd tell Uncle Thomas on you.
Tattletale. Don't ever call me a baby.
Before I get in that old car
with
you...
And stop making dirty cracks about Ben-Hur, old car. It got us here.
Well, I hope it gets us back.
All right now, all right, all right.
Well, that's just the trouble. It is not. Before I get in there and let you drive me home, I want you to be pleasant. You've got to stop being mad.
Sally, please get in. It's getting later and later. I got to get home and get some sleep now. Please.
Will you smile and say, Sally, will you please get in the car and allow me to escort you home? And then be polite, will you?
Ha! Get in my car.
No, thanks.
Sit on the running board, then. I can park out here just as long as you can.
As soon as you apologize for the way you acted at the party tonight, I'll get in with you and we can go home.
I used to wonder why people committed murder. Now I know at last.
Why, Cecil?
Keep this up and you'll find out.
I'll never go to another party with you again.
You won't get the chance.
I wish I had let Alexander take me now.
So do I.
He wouldn't fuss with me.
I don't care. I'm not interested.
He likes me.
Yeah, and you like him. Why don't you write a song about it?
Goodness, but you have a nasty tongue.
It tastes all right.
I'd hate to be you.
So would I. You just try being yourself.
Well, are you going to apologize?
Not in a million years.
I don't think we can park here that long.
Sally... Get in here with me. You're not comfortable sitting on the running board.
No. I've made up my mind to show you that when I say a thing, I mean it.
All right. Stay there. I'm going to sleep here in the car.
Oh, no, you're not, Cecil.
I am, too.
I won't let you.
Huh. How are you going to stop me?
I'll reach over and honk the horn and keep you awake until you say you're sorry.
It's too bad you won't be able to read the morning papers.
Why? What will be in the papers?
A nice story about a girl that was murdered. Good night.
I hope Uncle Thomas is waiting up when we get home.
He'll be eating breakfast at this rate.
And I hope he balls you out for keeping me up so late. There.
Me? I'm waiting for you to get in here. But no, you want to be begged. Well, I won't beg you. I'm comfortable.
I want you to apologize for the way you're acting.
Don't bother me. I'm going to sleep on the steering wheel.
Cecil, you might as well be a gentleman now as later.
Go away someplace. You bother me.
Cecil. Cecil, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but I'm not listening. Don't do that now. Leave that horn alone.
My goodness, but you jumped.
What do you want to do? Wake up the neighborhood?
No, just you. I told you you couldn't go to sleep.
Don't you reach over here and press that horn again now.
I'll do it every time you put your head down and try to sleep.
I've never struck a girl in my life, but I feel a change coming over me.
Well, what are you going to do, Cecil?
I'm going to go to sleep. And when you've decided to stop standing here on the running board and get in, well, write me a letter.
Cecil, you better not. I told you.
Look. Floss has turned out the lights in her house and has gone to bed. And here, we haven't even gotten started yet. Oh, what a system.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to go. I'm sleepy, too.
Then for cat's sake, get in here and stop clowning.
Well, what do you say?
The same thing. Get in here.
Is that all?
I can make it shorter.
Oh, can you?
Yes. Get in.
When you say you're sorry.
Well, good night, then.
I'm going to have my way.
Oh, you should have been a pole sitter.
Why?
You're crazy about endurance contests. Good night. Darn it! Didn't I tell you not to do that?
I don't care. I'll do it again.
Don't you put your hand on that again.
You big brute. You hit me. Oh, you hurt my hand.
Oh, I didn't hit you. I just slapped your hand.
Oh, you horrid, you nasty old Cecil.
Well, I told you not to honk that horn.
Just wait till I get home. Uncle Thomas will hear about this. He trusts you to take me out to a party, and you hit me.
Well, leave that horn alone. Have no right to honk my horn.
You have no right to go to sleep or hit a girl.
Why don't you try to behave then?
Oh, keep still. I don't want to speak to you. Oh, you hurt my knuckle. You had no right to hit me. You can't slap my hands. I won't have it. You hear me?
Sure. They can hear you all over the block, too.
Well, I'll talk as loud as I want to.
No, Sally. Now cut it out. Do you know what time it is?
Yes. It's time you apologize and take me home.
Oh, I apologize for slapping your hand. I'm sorry. But I'll do it again if you reach over here and honk this horn.
I refuse to accept your apology.
Fine. That makes us even, then.
I wish I knew some way I could hurt you.
Oh, I'll bring an axe next time.
Just because you're bigger than I am, and I'm just a weak, defenseless girl.
Oh, you're not so weak.
You take advantage of me. You're a big bully. That's what you are.
Oh, does this go on forever?
And after tonight, I don't want to have anything to do with you. If you come over to my house tomorrow,
don't worry, I wasn't going to.
I'll sick the dog onto you.
You haven't got one.
Well, I'll have Uncle Thomas get one.
Sally, once more and for the last time, I'm giving you a warning. You better get in this car.
You can't warn me. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pick you up and put you in here.
You may be strong, but you're not that strong.
I'll count three for you.
Goodness, you're stingy with your numbers.
I mean it. Will you get in here?
No, and I mean it. Will you apologize?
No. Will you get in here peaceful?
No.
All right. You brought this on yourself. One, two...
Three. I'll help you out.
All right. Now, get your...
Cecil,
come on, get in this car.
Don't you dare.
Get your finger out of my eye.
Cecil, I'll tell Uncle Thomas.
I'll put you in.
I'll bite you, big...
Stay in there.
Just you wait.
All right. Now...
Let me out of here.
Now you stay in there.
Let me out of here. Let me out.
I will not. Now I'm going to start this car and we're going home.
I'll show you. Oh, goodness, where's the horn?
You leave that horn alone.
I will not.
Go ahead. Honk it. Have a good time. Now where'd I put the key?
Hey! What's the big idea out there? Stop honking that horn and let decent people sleep. I'll have you arrested, you hear? What do you mean?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now see what you've done now. See? You woke up the whole neighborhood. Mm-hmm. See, you will be a caveman. I guess that will teach you a thing or two, Mr. Cecil. I guess you know better after this.